The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Libsyn has released their most popular platforms for April. In the feed, Apple had 60% and Spotify 13% of all podcast downloads. Earlier this month, Buzzsprout released their April figures, but they report Spotify and Apple Podcasts are both tying at 29%. They're numbers from similarly sized US podcast companies, but they are quite different, aren't they? We go deep into the numbers to find out who the big dog of aggregator apps really is and the underlying changes in the industry. Richard Hayes, the CFO of Libsyn, has resigned as the company gave the stock market an update on their incorrect financial reports. Libsyn underpaid a number of different taxes between 2015 and 2020, mistakes worth around $3.7 million in unpaid tax and fines. The incorrect returns have also put Libsyn out of compliance with a number of bank loans. Libsyn's previous CFO, John Bushouse, also resigned in October 2019. He's currently taking the company to court for wrongful termination, claims that Libsyn deny. As part of a wider piece of work for better accessibility, Spotify is to begin auto-transcribing some of its podcasts in the next few weeks. They plan to enable transcripts for every podcast in the future. Not all podcasts want automated transcripts, though. There's a podcast transcript tag for transcripts already from the podcast index. And as we report today as well, live captions are available for all apps on desktop and Android mobile devices. Podcast host Castos has acquired Podient. Podient customers will be migrated to use Castos as their new podcast host. The IAB Tech Lab has a number of new board members, including Amazon Advertising. Netflix is said to be expanding their podcast activity and taking pitches from production companies. Price Brothers is a new digital audio creative agency, promising creative services for ad platforms that offer different experiences, like dynamic or interactive audio. The winners for the Webby Awards were announced, including a number of podcast categories. Separately, Evergreen Podcasts won 4 Communicator Awards. WBGO, a jazz station in Newark, New Jersey, has launched its own podcast unit, WBGO Studios. And a new premium podcast company, Hyphen Media, has launched. The company tells stories by and about people of color for everybody. And in podcast news, Queer Stories, an award-winning podcast celebrating the culture and creativity of the LGBTQI plus community, is back for season 3 and is now published on Acast. Pineapple Street Studios is 5 years old this month and launched 70 over 70, stories and wisdom from 70 remarkable people over 70. Guests already announced include Madeleine Albright and Dan Rather. And the Los Angeles Times has announced their new podcast, The Trials of Frank Carson, from the reporter and host behind Dirty John. The podcast focuses on a Californian defense attorney called Frank Carson, who was accused of murder rather than the Northern Irish comedian. It's a cracker. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.